23 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, the 28th of Ramadan, 1443. Well, it's the last Saturday in the month of Ramadan, so let's welcome our beloved wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Remember our WhatsApp number if you have any questions, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Ramadan Mubarak 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 13. In Islam we say that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created from sand, from dust and clay, as enshrined in the noble Quran. But what about the progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam? So we have Adam and Eve. So their nikah, their marriage was solemnized by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in paradise in Jannah. And the mahar, the marital gift was salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, durood sharif. Now the progeny, so Almighty Allah sanctioned the institution of nikah, of marriage, and that is how we find families multiplied and increased and then got scattered throughout the whole world. So Almighty Allah speaks of this. How did we come into existence? Our father, mother met after nikah, and thereafter our mother conceived and then she gave birth after 9 months and so forth. Therefore, we have such a special bond, first and foremost with our mother, and thereafter with our father. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in chapter 23, verse number 13. Thumma. In the Arabic language, thumma comes for subsequently. Thereafter, then. Ja'alnahu, then we made it. That Almighty Allah is using the royal pronoun, the plural, to stamp his authority, a symbol of respect and reverence. No one in the entire universe and creation can do that, to give life, to give death, solely, only, exclusively, the prerogative of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then we make this human being, that he will be formed. How? Nutfa, from that sperm, from that semen. Now the drop of sperm, so it will enter fi qararin makin, in a place that is very, very firm, and remember, safe and sound. So that is now when husband wife meet, with the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the wife conceives, and then she goes through the period of gestation, the period of pregnancy, and then after 9 months or 8 months, she gives birth. So that is how Almighty Allah is addressing us. Now that is on the one side. So the ulama, the great giants, they have written, what is the biggest impediment for a person to accept and embrace the truth? It is their pride and arrogance. See Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan, Satan, call him whatever you want to. Almighty Allah commanded him, prostrate, make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Abba. He defied the command of Almighty Allah. Wastakbara. He was so arrogant and proud. Hence he was expelled from Jannah and Paradise. Never again will he see paradise. So today we look at the world, 6 billion plus, that arrogance and pride, remember, has got hold of them. So the ulama have posed this question, O human being, O waluka nutfa, your starting is that sperm and that semen, wa akhiruka jifa, every day we hear people passing away. Yesterday, brother Farooq Mughalia, he's from Heidelberg, so he passed away on a Friday, 27th of Ramadan. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus and his family Sabre Jameel. So we see that every day in our people we know, we don't know. So Almighty Allah grants death and gives death. Then that body becomes a corpse and it will disintegrate. It will decompose. The family will say, take it away. It is smelling now and there's a bad, pungent odor. So imagine, starting is that semen and sperm, and ending is that body, that corpse that decomposes and disintegrates. And in between, وَبَيْنَهُمَا الْقَذِرَى, we are carrying all the napaki, all the impurity. We have to go and relieve ourselves, and that is our 3 stages, our beginning and our ending and in between. So how can we be so arrogant and so proud? Think about that, O human being, Muslim and non-Muslim. Any person on this topic, the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother, if you want the masterpiece, a wonderful book which I have, I'm sure you can Google it and so forth. The title of the book is Human Development in the Holy Quran and Hadith. The title, Human Development in the Holy Quran and Hadith. The author is Dr. Muhammad Ali Al-Barr, A-L-B-A-R. Dr. Muhammad Ali Al-Barr. So read that book, wonderful insight and information you will gather, inshallah, regarding the fetus and the development and how it evolves and what does Islam say regarding this matter and regarding this issue. Few announcements, observations. Remember yesterday was Jumu'ah, Friday, in Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, Palestine, occupied Palestine. More than 200,000 of our brothers, sisters, children, whoever you must remember, came to Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Now the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, for them to stomach this, remember, is very difficult. That on the 27th night, 250,000, the last Jumu'ah. So why do we have all these arguments with the Jews and the Christians? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Majority of the Jews and Christians, they have the strong ardent desire. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. They want you to leave your Islam and you must join them in their Judaism, Christianity, in their idol worship and so forth and so on, and corrupt beliefs. Why? What is the rationale? What is the real meaning and the real reason and rationale? Hasadam min indi anfusihim, because of jealousy from their side. Min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haqq, after the truth has become manifest and has become clear for them. Chapter 2, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 109. So this they can't stomach. They burn with jealousy and rage and anger. Now look at the apartheid, terrorists and the rogue regime of Israel, what they did yesterday. They launched a drone, and the drone was, first time in history this happened, and the drone was filled with tear gas, and then to get rid of the Palestinians from the Masjid al-Aqsa, 140 acres, every inch belongs to the Muslim. And listen to me, you Jutla, you're not going to get 1 inch. If you do that, remember that, that will really strike a war with Muslims and Jews throughout the world. So you need to know what you are going to do and what you will face. Remember that. We salute the brother in the West Bank who dispatched another Jutla straight to Jahannam and Hellfire yesterday. And remember, we make no apology to anybody. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. You come and steal my house. You come and steal my land. And then you tell me, let's negotiate the outbuilding. So why should I negotiate? You go read your own history. Go see what David Ben-Gurion said. That we are the one who stole the land of these people. We invaded it. So what do we expect? They must fight back. Go read these statements and see. All this is documented. So you must remember, you will always be cursed by Almighty Allah. You will always be punished. There will never be peace for you, because you are the murderers of prophets and messengers. You are baby killers. That is what you are. You Jutlas there in Israel, we are speaking about occupied Palestine. And therefore, we rule without fear and favor. As far as the Saudi regime, the rulers go, as far as Emirates go, as far as Bahrain, Morocco, and all this era, Egypt, Jordan, the rulers, all whole happy lot murtad out of the fold of Islam. I give you, you see, this ummah is a sleeping ummah, is a jahil ummah, is an ignorant ummah. They don't even understand the basics of Arabic. Yesterday, you must remember, I'm speaking of majority, obviously. So you must remember last night, Sudais, he makes dua, Khatmul Quran. So you must remember now three things. But the people don't understand what's going on. So he made dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak. Allahumma ahfaz al-Masjid al-Aqsa. But he, Sudais, could not mention the word Yahud. Can you imagine even our Haramain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, the Imams, because they have to bootleg MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. They can't say one word against the Jews. Now you, the Muslim, you just make Ameen, Ameen. I heard the entire dua. He has to take the name of the king. He has to take the name of MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. For what you have to take all this? Rather resign and say, see, he Shuraim, he resigned, finish. Now why must I do all these things here? So you must remember that the ummah, till you cannot speak against the Jutlas and against the people who are in bed with them, remember you are considered just like South African people, politicians. You saw yesterday the Zondo report, part 4, that how the ANC are captured. You must remember some people, politician analysts say they should be charged for treason. You must remember that. But people don't even understand what's going on in the world. So what you speak about Deen and Islam. So remember, Sudais, sorry to tell you this on your face, you're a disgrace to the ummah, because you are licking the boots, you must remember, of your leaders, who are in turn licking the boots, you must remember, of who? Of the Israelis and Americans. That is the truth. Nobody can deny it unless you are on their payroll. And that is the absolute truth. You must understand how politics works. And then he makes dua for MBS. He says Allah must give him that vision and he must serve Islam. How can the man serve Islam when he is guilty of murdering? Remember Jamal Khashoggi. Now Erdogan want to cut deals and make money with Saudi and the Gulf states. So he is there also. So these politicians, you don't know which way they go, you know. And then you must remember who's the murderer of thousands of people in Yemen. woman. Who can forget all this? By his own admission, remember, he rejected so many ahadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Who builds a namaz there in Medina Munawwara and other parts of Saudi? Who is the one who allowed bikini beaches in Jeddah? Unprecedented in human history. And you telling me this chap is going to serve Islam? They will destroy Islam. Where are the scholars? Majority of the scholars are too frightened to speak because of their visa, because of the payroll, because of the dollars, and because of the riyal. Think properly, Ummah. Tomorrow, Allah ke samne, hisab hai, kitab hai. Tomorrow, we have to stand in the court of Allah. What answer will we give? Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith, that worse than the fitna of Dajjal will be the fitna of Imam Mujallin, the imams, the ulama, the hufaz, the maulanas, the muftis, the sheikhs, the imam. And they are corrupted and astray, and they will lead others astray. They're worse than Dajjal. Look at our own country. How many of them have sold their deen already? Our is you can't even read Salat behind them. And you must remember that. Then you see, they want to curry favor with the Shias. They want to curry favor. Now you got boards in South Africa. One side is Mandela and one side is the Iranian leader in South Africa. You understand? That I sent it out yesterday to our team. So you can't be sleeping. You need to understand who your real enemies are. But the sleeping Ummah, this Ummah did all these things. Aita'akuluna artala, wa tashrabuna astala, wa tazumuna annakum abtala. You eat and kilos of food, and you drink so much, you get intoxicated. And then we think we are heroes. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, wa ilallahi al-mushtaka, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, we complain to you. The plight of this Ummah, Jahil Ummah, sell out Ummah, majority of them. Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, make us with those who will keep the flag flying.
Ameen.
Of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, irrespective of whatever happens. That must be our aim in life, that we live with true Iman and we die with the true Iman. Inshallah, today, between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, on Radio Al Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah will be the live Q&A with Brother Suleiman Esop today, inshallah, between 2 and 4. So in tonight is an odd night. Make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak. Make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. Make dua. We don't become sellouts and don't sit on the fence. When you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense. That is what Islam calls nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah Jalla wala envelope us in His mercy and make our khatima ending on Iman. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Haq, Ustad. Haq. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbul Alameen. 2 questions quickly, Ustad. I wanted to know if I take out the deg food for fidya, for a person who's not fasting, who can we give it to? Can we feed the community around us? Is it permissible? And is it possible if I take...
All this is not permissible. What you are suggesting, you must remember that people, first of all, fidya is a compensation. It is enshrined in the noble Quran, Surah 2, verse 184. And you must remember that what happens, Quran says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتْرِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تُعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. People who are incapable of fasting for the remainder of their lives. So you must remember, due to chronic illness, due to old age and so forth, you pay fidya. Fidya is 30 rand per fast, $2 US dollars minimum per fast. So in South African currency, 900 rand. So you have to give that money to the poor people, or you give the food to them. You can't be calling the community and say that, no, take this food and eat here, is a da'wat for you. That is there. When you give da'wat and invite people, even if they're all Muslim, even if they're all poor, still is not valid. Because a da'wah li ibahati ta'am. When you invite people, you just made that food permissible for them. For fidya, for zakat, for sadaqatul fitr, you have to make tamlik, you have to make them the owner of it. In this case, there's no ownership. So therefore, people on Eid day invite 100 poor Muslims. Oh, now they give out fidya and they say that we're giving one deg to them. So that is fidya. Deg is the big pots and so forth. It's not valid that. It's definitely not valid. You will get the crooked molvis and muftis, you understand, mufatiyas actually. So who will say it's permissible and so forth. It's not permissible. So if you want an academic discussion on this, go open Tafsir Qurtubi and you will find it. You must make the person the owner. You give him the money, you give him the food, make hampers or whatever and give it to them. Not inviting them for a meal or iftar. That does not suffice in Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says it's urgent. He says, respected Mufti Sahab, a Muslim male committed suicide on the 26th of Ramadan. Does he die as a Muslim? And what is the punishment for committing suicide, Ustad?
When a person in Islam commits suicide, he goes to Jahannam forever, in the meaning, khalidan mukhalladan fiha abada, for very, very, very long time. And remember, that is on the proviso that he passed away or she passed away with Iman and Islam. If he died as a non-Muslim, then is everlasting doom and gloom forever and ever. Surah 33, chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin wa'adda lahum sa'ira khalidina fiha abada. So then they are dispatched to Jahannam forever and ever. So we pass the fatwa and verdict on the prima facie evidence. So we will say this person was a Muslim, and maybe there were domestic problems, husband, wife, or he was drowning on his debts, or there were some other problems, and then he slipped his wrist, hanged himself, shot himself, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So he committed suicide, so everything will go on as normal. We will give ghusl to the brother, bathe him, we will give kafan, shroud him, there will be salatul janaza, he'll be buried in a Muslim graveyard, because that is the verdict we pass. But for him, you must remember, it is a major, major crime and goes to Jahannam for very, very, very long time. And as I explained, provided that he passed away with Iman, that only Almighty Allah knows. So you, the family, friends, you know this person, make a lot of dua for him, cry to Allah abundantly, give out charity on his behalf, Allah have mercy on us, and make our khatima, our ending on Iman. So that is what we should always worry about. Remember, vicissitudes, ups and downs in life, all their challenges, problems will continue. So as Muslims, our greatest dua and most important dua tonight, also the odd night, should be Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani Muslima. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let me die with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, join me with the devout and pious Muslims.
So somebody says that I was entrusted by my boss to hand out zakat parcels in a certain area. And on the arrival at a certain home, I found some people who had DSTV. They claimed to be zakatable. Should I distribute the zakat hampers to them or not to start?
No, you should not give them. People today got Hollywood, Bollywood, they got subscription, they got internet, they got cell phones, they got cars. These type of people, our fatwa verdict is, you can't give them zakat. The problem today is the ummah, majority everywhere. You will find they want to sit on their laurels, think of Hadi, and live a life of luxury, just keep on swiping, or go into the debt trap set up by the Zionists, set up by the capitalists, and so forth, and we plunge into that. So then, now we go look for zakat and so forth. I get calls from overseas, you must remember, even yesterday, the chap tell me I got 5 million rand in South Africa, but I got properties, I got this, I got this, but now I'm here in overseas, I need zakat money, you don't understand? But if you look at their lifestyle, because I know them, so See, how people abuse zakat. And today you got our organizations. Let me be clear on this issue. People going there to the Cape Town temple there and joining the place, which is another merkaz for the Shias and so forth. And you must remember performing Taraweeh there and so forth. An absolute disgrace that is. We need to expose all these people who have sold Islam by joining the Shias and the sympathizers of the Shias. Tomorrow you will wake up, Quran says, innakum idam misluhum. Therefore, these organizations, you will be taking out a message one of these days. So you must remember that we must expose them. You must remember, you must never give them 1 cent and give them zakat. And the world can praise them, but Islamically, to give them zakat is not permissible. So we must be clear on all these issues, whether it is Maulvis or Qari Sahibs or whether it's politicians or whoever. Islam is, we have to abide by the laws of Quran Sharif and by the Sunnah Mubarakah and not by what people say and politicians say. That is Islam. Islam means to submit and surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to the revelation and wahi, Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, as understood by the beloved Sahaba, students and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the four schools of thought.
Well, our very good friend, Alhamdulillah, Brother Ahmed, who was, of course, Alfred, he says, AK, Assalamu alaikum. Now that I have accepted Islam in totality, what happens if I leave my i'tikaf now that I'm a Muslim to go and serve my parents and show them the way of Islam? Ahmed, Ustad.
Very good, my brother Ahmed. Yesterday, Ahmed became Muslim. Our brother Abdul Salam in Melbourne, Australia, became Muslim. We place on record our sincerest thanks to our brother and sister there in Melbourne, our brother Abdullah, our sister Amatullah. So we must be clear on this issue. Allah does not need me, you, or anybody. Allah selects whoever He wants to. So to serve this deen of His, they have become our ambassadors, ambassadors of Islam. So your i'tikaf was not valid in this sense. You were just an observer there. So you go to your parents, go to your family, and now you, Ahmed, you must treat them with utmost respect and love. Chapter 31 and verse 15. Chapter 31 verse 15. Wasa'i ma'rufa. You are a Muslim and your parents are non-Muslim. Go mingle with them, associate with them, and tell them that I have reached now that stage in my life where I can taste the halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith of iman and Islam, and not only the taste of the dessert or the food and the drink and so forth. So you must show them the beauty of Islam. There's no wine, dine and swine business, dining with girlfriend and boyfriend and so forth. And remember, there is nothing like that. Islam is so pure. I have the best and I want to share it with the rest. So yes, you thank all the brothers there who kept you there, who fed you there, and we also thank them. Jazakumullahu khaira. And you, my brothers, that always make sure you keep contact with our brother Ahmed, whatever he requires, mashallah, literature, whatever else, you should assist him. And you, brother Ahmed, go to your parents, go to your family, and now you become a person who will learn Islam and then start teaching and preaching Islam. And to you, my brother Abdul Salam, there in Melbourne, our message is the same. You have Islam now, keep on learning. I'm still learning about Islam. Every day we learn something new. So you must remember, so when we have that, without fear and favor, teach the people the beauty of Islam.
I see Brother Toren Ustad, T-A-U-R-E-N. He says, we are very proud of Alfred. When can we go and meet him and take the same Islam through his hands? We really didn't think that he would make it through. He is our inspiration because he never told you his lifelong journey through various religions, searching for the one true religion, till he now finally found Islam. Torun, Brother Torun Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Torun. We don't know him. If Ahmed, who was Alfred, walks past me now, I won't even know who he is. So you know him, and now he is a source of inspiration for you. So Torun, our message is simple. We got no hidden agenda. We got no ulterior motive. We are transparent. You can ask any question you want to. And remember, anything to do related to Islam, and we are here to promote and propagate Islam. We are not here to defend Muslims. Remember that. I just told you all that just now. So you, my brother, go meet him. You know him. You know his history, his geography. So in that way there, what you should be doing is this, that you should be the one there to say that if you, Alfred, could become Ahmed, then I, Torun, can also become Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah, whatever it is. So that is how networking works. So let him be an inspiration for you. And inshallah, if you need further assistance, you contact us. You got our details. Now how you contacted us. And we make dua. Believe you me, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Hindu, whether you are cursing me or Islam, that is your business. But we pray for you daily. Ya Allah, these people are good people, but because of circumstances, they are being misled. You alone can guide them, Ya Allah. Use us for becoming the means. Allahumma ajalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin, fil alami kullihi, Ya Rabbal Alameen. That we spread Islam throughout the globe. We don't want anything in return. When somebody asked the question yesterday, it was a very good question. Oh yeah, it was Viraj and Yuraj.
Viraj and Yuraj,
the two brothers, the Hindus, right? They asked the question yesterday. They said, okay, if a person becomes Muslim, what happens to him? So I quoted for them chapter 8 and verse 38 and said, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. That the person who embraces Islam, like Brother Ahmed, like Brother Abdul Salam, like Brother Shah, brother there, you must remember, there in Chile, you must remember that, Ismail, and so many other brothers, Ibrahim Anderson and so forth, Dr. Bilal and so forth. So, Brother Iqbal and so forth. So, all of them, so they are now pure and cleansed from their sins. They are like a newborn baby that Almighty Allah says, all the laws of mine that you violated, I wipe it out and erase it. You start a new slate. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam expounding on that authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif said, "Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla." Islam expunges and erases the sins and the vices of the past. But what about the person who made them Muslim? What happens to him?
Allah.
You see, it is the month of Muharram, the beginning of our lunar year. And it is the seventh year of the Hijrah, 7 years after migration. This side year are the Muslims, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, because his title is Fatih Khaybar. On the other side are the Jutlas, are the Jews, and that incident inspires my children, my flowers, my brothers, my sisters of Palestine, the 4-year-old boy, the 6-year-old girl, even they know what to say. And when they say it in chorus, then you can see the boots of the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists shaking there, although they have all the arms and ammunition. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Remember Khaybar, O Jutlas, O Jews, the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming again, and we will liberate Palestine. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. That every Muslim child, Palestinian child knows. So, it is the seventh year after the Hijrah. The place geography is Khaybar. I've been there 150 kilometers away from Medina. The forts are still there. Nevertheless, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses Sayyidina Ali, Ya Ali, la ayyahdi Allah bika rajulan wahida. If Almighty Allah gives one person guidance, he or she embraces Islam. It was your effort superficially. Then huwa khairul laka min humri naam, is better for you than the red camels. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, various compilations. So it means that is better than all the means of transport and conveyance we have nowadays, whether it's the Porsche, whether it's the Ferrari, Cadillac, Rolls Royce, or whatever else we can think and dream of. So we all need to do this, become an inspiration for others. Don't suffer like the Arabs, majority of them. They suffer from a complex. The West is the best and white is right. We say nothing like that. Islam is the best and we will share it with the rest.
SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, somebody says here that if I say I'm against your statement of one settler, one bullet, am I out of the fold of Islam, brother Salt? And he says, I'm against of most of your sayings. I have taqwa and Allah knows that, Ustaz.
You're an idiot. That's why you make this kind of statements. You must remember that there's a war going on there, and this type of thing in war, you must remember that you must take on the enemy, otherwise you are a coward and you're a hypocrite and it's a major sin. Every one of them there is a settler. You go read the Haaretz newspaper, and you must remember, go read the article by Gideon Levy. He says every Israeli is a settler, and remember, but we don't say the people who are speaking the truth. We are speaking of those people who are stealing our land and they want to demolish our mosque and everything. In the Hebron now, yesterday, the Haaretz carried the newspaper, they carried the article that they want to expand there in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman. I think you know very little, brother. Your name, you say Saul. The Jutla say Saul, you know. So I don't know whether you're half Jutla or what you are. So rather say you Suleiman and a Pakka Muslim. So you better go learn properly, otherwise you'll wake up with a jutlas. Okay, our time is up, my brothers, and inshallah today 2 to 4 will be, you must remember, maybe you're doing deals with the jutlas, you know. So therefore you can't speak against them. We don't care for anyone, remember that. We have to speak the truth. We don't worry about business deals and that. So anyway, between 2 and 4, so you must remember is the Q&A with Brother Suleiman Esop. And therefore, inshallah, whatever questions you have, then you can post them, send them via WhatsApp, 084-786-3132. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.